Like other pastors who have served University Lutheran Church in the past, neither Pastor Carrie Jo nor I are cradle Lutherans. Named at baptism Patricia Kathleen O'Keefe, I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church. True to her Dutch heritage, Carrie Jo Verhulst was raised in the Reformed tradition. This strikes me now because I have recently returned to the discipline of reading the daily online reflections that are curated by the Catholic Franciscan friar and scholar Richard Rohr. And on Friday, this week's series of meditations on living faithfully and politically, the meditation was concluded with some contemplative wisdom by Wes Granberg Michelson, a former General Secretary of the Reformed Church of America. The wisdom of Granberg Michelson. The necessary detachment from this ugly and injurious present political climate depends on our inner attachment to the mystery of God's unbounded grace and divine creative love. One more time. The mystery of detachment from this ugly and injurious present political climate depends on our inner attachment to the mystery of God's unbounded grace and divine creative love. In other words, to persist in a life dedicated to the justice of the neighbor and to preserve one's own sanity and well-being on that path, it is necessary to step back, detach, recenter, and sink into that boundless love of God. And that, I believe, is the invitation of today's verses from Psalm 85, a call to detach, to step back, and listen deeply. Again, the Psalm 85, 18 through 13. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. For you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. Truly, your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before the Lord and shall prepare for God a pathway. Detach. Pull out the earbuds. Cancel automatic news alerts. Let the screens go dark, or at the very least, press the mute button. And listen to God. With the kind of deep attention that will allow you to hear the kiss when the lips of righteousness and peace meet. It's the kind of listening that will need more than our ears. It's the kind of listening that I believe we are born for as infants, as newborns, and in the months that follow birth, we listen and take into the whole world with our whole baby bodies. And this is a kind of listening that's almost entirely about receiving. The kind of listening that we eventually get taught to abandon in favor of hearing only what we need to hear for the formulation of the right answer or the response, the comeback that will win the argument for our side. Early in my life, I had mentors who helped me appreciate the art of listening as receiving, wholeheartedly, whole imagination, whole body listening. And I'd like to talk briefly about two of these mentors. And as I do that, I hope these will bring to your minds the mentors from your own lives for listening. Two women, Beulah and Grace, my red-headed saints of listening. Beulah was my mother's mother and was, they said, an auburn beauty. By the time we met up, she was still a beauty, but her hair was tinted with various shades of blue or purple, depending on the mood of her hairdresser. In those days, that's what happened to women with gray hair. So yes, my grandmother had purple hair. And she was a first grade teacher. Beulah taught me in her home and generations of first graders in the Gary, Indiana school system to read by listening. Beulah taught children how to breathe in new life by listening to letters on a page, to receive the letters, to take them in gently, breath by breath, and then with lips, tongue, and teeth, sound the letters out until the letters danced together and became words, and the words sashayed into sentences, and these sentences turned into stories. And right there and then, a child could hear that kiss when the lips of righteousness and peace meet. I will listen, says the psalmist, to what God is saying, and the story God is telling, not merely to me, not merely to us, but with us, as we become God's letters with lips. My second saint and mentor in listening was Miss Grace Beierlein, who retained her redheaded glory into her 80s. Grace came to babysit when I was 3. While my parents were out on the town, Grace would turn on Lawrence Welk on the television set. And to the champagne music of the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, and a one, and a two, and a three, Grace and I danced. Grace taught me to listen and to learn to receive music with my whole 3-year-old body. Hip wiggling was a favorite lesson. To sway one's hips without wiggling the rest. You see, Grace was a pianist and once had had a steady gig playing piano for the fan dancer, Sally Rand. At 80, she could still wiggle her hips without wiggling the rest. I tried. And right then and there, in that musical, rhythmic communion, listening and receiving with my whole body, I could hear what I would later learn to name, the kiss of righteousness taking peace for a spin around God's dance floor. Quick sidebar on righteousness. This righteousness we find smooching with peace. Biblical righteousness is ultimately the harmonious alignment. Plumb line, remember we got that image in the Amos reading? That harmonious alignment of all aspects of creation, all operating and moving in sync to God's music for the well-being of all, no exceptions. It is order. Good order, but good order not according to any human rule book. Rather, it is good as the creation story in Genesis means us to find it when God reviews each day of creation and declares it all to be good. Learning. Remembering, relearning the art of deep listening to God, in my lifetime anyway, has rarely been more necessary. To step back, to detach, pull the plugs, press the mute button, let the screens go dark, and listen and receive the gift. God's gift, the love that was the whole theme of our second reading from Paul in the Ephesians. That love that equips us with every spiritual gift that we will ever need. Listen and receive that gift with every fiber of our being. Unconditional promise, nearness of salvation. Love that with a cross proclaimed a strength that would always be victorious over death. To rediscover and claim our inner attachment to the mystery of God's unbounded grace and divine creative love. In the face of every power broker with a bullhorn selling fear and hate, listening to receive what we need to keep us from losing sanity and hope, to keep us from becoming numb and deaf, deaf to the tears of neighbors. A listening to God that will enable us to hear the dropping of the tears on cheeks of a world expressing joy at the freeing of a bunch of kids who played soccer in Thailand. The capacity to hear the dropping of tears onto cheeks of the children who are crying for their parents from prisons made in America. Listen, and I guarantee, I promise you, because God promises you, that no tweet will shake our inmost calm while to our God we're listening. Which could be the lead to a great hymn, but we're not going to sing that one today. But we're going to sing one that's just as good. And so I invite you to listen and hear the kiss. By the lips of Beulah and the hips of Grace. Amen.